Part A. Directions. In Part A, you will hear short conversations between two people. After each conversation, you will hear a question about the conversation. The conversations and questions will not be repeated. After you hear a question, read the four possible answers in your test book and choose the best answer. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the question and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer you have chosen. Now begin work on the questions. Number 1.
Hey, sorry, I'm late. What did I miss?
Forget it. Elvis has left the building.
What does the woman mean? Number 2.
So, you'll be staying with us for 2 nights, is that right?
Well, actually, I have a change of plan. Is it possible to stay for 1 extra night?
How long does the woman plan to stay? Number 3.
I don't understand why Paula is still jobless.
She could get a job if she really tried.
What does the man imply? Number 4.
Is this bag for me?
I bought it for nobody but you.
What does the man mean? Number 5.
I start seeing somebody.
Wow. That's great.
What does the man mean? Number 6.
I don't think we've met before. I'm Kathy.
Hi, I'm Adam, Susan's brother.
Who is Adam? Number 7.
I really wish I didn't have to meet Jim again.
You can say that again.
What does the man mean? Number 8.
Do you expect Thomas to pay for the dinner?
He hardly ever pays for his own dinner.
What does the man imply? Number 9.
I will call for you at 7.
I'll be waiting.
What does the man mean? Number 10.
What happened to Ben?
His mistake cost him his job.
What does the man imply? Number 11.
Do you have something that I can write on? I just got an idea, and I need to write it down before I forget.
Here's a napkin.
What does the woman suggest the man to do? Number 12.
Please tell Elena that Sandra and I can't come to her party tonight.
Well, neither can I.
Who will come to Elena's party? Number 13.
Do you think Mrs. Roth will approve my request?
Perhaps you could ask her now.
What does the woman mean? Number 14.
Teresa had left. She flew to New York yesterday.
Did she leave an address?
What does the woman want? Number 15.
I think Keith should show his painting to Professor Dashner for a professional opinion.
My point exactly.
What does the woman mean? Number 16.
I can't believe I got an A.
So, you did give your best effort.
What had the woman assumed? Number 17.
Is it okay if I wear jeans?
It's a fancy restaurant, so we have to dress up.
What does the man suggest? Number 18.
I wonder how Sheila can get the permission so fast.
David backed her up.
What does the man imply? Number 19.
My legs hurt so much.
Wow. You complain like nobody's business.
What can be inferred about the woman? Number 20.
Do you still want to play golf? It's raining cats and dogs outside.
Really?
What can be inferred from the woman? Number 21.
I don't get why Harry is always late for the meeting.
Cut him some slack, he still needs time to adjust to this new environment.
What does the man want the woman to do? Number 22.
Are you staying at that hotel on the corner of King's Road and Mary Street? What is it called?
Yes. It's Jasmine Hotel, like the flower.
What is the main topic of the conversation? Number 23.
How about pizza for dinner?
I couldn't agree more.
What does the man mean? Number 24.
Hey, how's your survey going?
It's going well. It turns out that 80% of our classmates drink coffee, only 15% drink tea, with the rest preferring water.
How many percent of the students who prefer water? Number 25.
It's so hard to convince Professor Marlin to give me additional time for the project.
Seems you go on a wild goose chase.
What does the woman mean? Number 26.
Someone needs to tell me what is going on here.
Don't you know that ignorance is bliss?
What does the man mean? Number 27.
I think we need to paint the kitchen.
We could ask Brian and Paul to chip in.
What will the woman probably do next? Number 28.
I can't believe my luck. Working at the company of my dream and getting paid.
Congratulations on getting the best of both worlds.
What does the woman mean? Number 29.
Press 9, please. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's where I'm going to.
Where did this conversation probably take place? Number 30.
Are you excited for the trip?
I will be the standby person in the office.
What does the man mean? Part B. Directions. In Part B, you will hear longer conversations. After each conversation, you will be asked some questions. The conversations and questions will be spoken just one time. They will not be written out for you, so you will have to listen carefully in order to understand and remember what the speaker says. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers in your test book and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the problem and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer you have chosen. Questions 31 to 35. Listen to the conversation between the woman and the man.
Good afternoon, Professor Carter.
Oh, hi, Emily. Please have a seat.
Thank you.
So, what can I do for you?
Actually, I came here because I want to ask about gap year. I heard many stories about gap year from my senior, but I still don't really understand it.
Gap year? Okay. First of all, gap year, as the name tells you, it is a gap year between school and work. Many students travel to the destination of their dreams, and this gap year could hugely improve your CV with experience overseas.
So, they just travel for a year?
Well, it doesn't necessarily like that. Some students focus only to travel, while the others aim to have overseas working experience. But, if you want to work, make sure that you research the job opportunities in advance. Our school is working together with Shooting Star Agency for those who are interested in taking a gap year.
Shooting Star?
Yes. It is an organization that offers special training for school leavers. They will help you acquire skills that lead to interesting jobs both for your gap year and future holidays. They offer chance for outdoor adventure, to teach things like sailing and snowboarding, the choices are unlimited.
Will they also help me in administrative things? Like tickets, visa?
Well, no. Those would be your responsibility, including the insurance and medical matters, like vaccinations.
Oh, okay.
Here's the contact person for Shooting Star. His name is Benjamin Clark. His phone number is 875934.
Number 31. What is the main topic of the discussion? Number 32. What is the agency's name? Number 33. Who will take care of the students' airplane tickets? Number 34. Who is the agency's contact person? Number 35. What is the phone number of the agency? Questions 36 to 40. Listen to a phone conversation between a woman and a man.
National Museum, how may I help you?
Hi, I am calling to ask information about the museum. Do you offer any museum tour?
May I know who's calling?
Sorry, it's Brian. Brian McCartan.
Okay, Mr. McCartan, we do offer museum tour. Our guide will bring the life to the story behind the historical objects that we have.
When is the schedule of the tour?
The tour runs daily between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. We offer the tour in five languages, English, French, German, Spanish, and Chinese.
Oh, great. How much is the price for the tour?
Well, for adults, the price would be $20. But, you will get a 10% discount if you book and pay the tour online.
Is there any minimum or maximum of the tour participants?
The tour will still run even if there is only one person. But, we do limit the tour to 15 participants only.
Wow, that's great.
Number 36. Where does the woman work? Number 37. What is the man's last name? Number 38. What language is not offered for the tour? Number 39. How much should the man pay for the tour if he pays online? Number 40. What is the maximum number for the tour? Part C. Directions. In Part C, you will hear several talks. After each talk, you will be asked some questions. The talks and questions will be spoken just one time. They will not be written out for you, so you will have to listen carefully in order to understand and remember what the speaker says. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers in your test book and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the problem and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer you have chosen. Question 41 to 45. Listen to a talk delivered by a man.
Immunized, and with pockets full of anti-malarial tablets, the departing traveler may be tempted to think that no further health precautions are necessary. These preliminary measures, however, only help prevent some, although often the more serious, of the infections he or she may meet. Many other illnesses can be prevented by simple precautions, in particular with water, food, and personal hygiene. First, drinking water. At present, 3/5 of the world's population are estimated to have inadequate supplies of drinking water. Contamination of drinking water by living organisms is a major cause of illness among travelers. Here, we drink straight from the tap and rarely think that water may be a source of disease. Most short-stay tourists are unlikely to face a drought, but when this does happen, what water there is will probably carry a higher concentration of impurities and organisms. Travelers' diarrhea, hepatitis, dysentery, typhoid fever, cholera, and many other infections may be spread through water if the supply is polluted. Water pollution is usually caused by human or animal excrement. You must consider the likelihood of this. For example, is the tap water supply from surface sources? This is more likely to be contaminated than that from artesian or protected deep wells. Does the water supply pass through an efficient purification plant? There may be no easy way of finding this out, particularly for short-term travelers. When the source and cleanliness of a water supply are in doubt and there is no reliable authority to consult, the best way of sterilizing drinking water is to boil it. Filtration and sterilizing with tablets, either alone or together, are only second best options because it is difficult to make sure that they are being effective. Some organisms, such as hepatitis A virus, can be very resistant. Water used for brushing gums and teeth, for washing foods, and for making ice may also be a source of infection. Most package tours use hotels which have reliable tap water or else provide boiled water for drinking and cleaning teeth, but one should still take care when drinking out. Bottled drinks are usually safe, especially if they are carbonated, but locally produced drinks, including some in bottles, may not have been sterilized. Hot tea and coffee are usually safe standbys. Breastfed babies are less exposed to infection until they drink water and weaning begins. If bottle feeding, you must pay scrupulous attention to hygiene, both with water for mixing feeds and with utensils.
Number 41. Who is the audience of this talk? Number 42. What is the main topic of the talk? Number 43. What is the major cause of illness among travelers? Number 44. What is the illness that not spread through water? Number 45. According to the man, who is less likely to be exposed to infection through water? Question 46 to 50, listen to the woman.
Hello everyone. My name is Bianca Smith, and today I will be talking about job interviews. All of you must have experienced bad interviews that cost you the job, right? You were hopeful when you got invited to an interview, but then you blew your chance by not preparing it well enough. So, today, we are going to discuss what we should prepare so you can make the most of this opportunity. First, do some research. Find out about the employer and the job. Ask for an information pack, browse the company information on the internet or speak to people you know who work for the company. Try to plan for the interview by asking who will be interviewing you and whether there will be a test to take. Second, prepare the answers for questions that the interviewer might ask you. Some common ones are the reason why you want the job, whether you have any experiences in doing the job, and what your strengths and weaknesses are. Having an answer ready might help boost your confidence. Another important point is never to run the risk of arriving late. Considering a dummy run in advance to see how long the journey will take is highly recommended. Check the public transport that you should take, or, if you are going by car, check the nearest parking. Aim to arrive about 10 minutes before the interview is due to start. It is also crucial to give plenty of thought to what you are going to wear. This will depend on the job you are going for. There is no need to buy a new outfit, but aim to look neat and tidy. Remember, if you look good, it will help you feel good and that giving a good first impression will never do you harm. Next.
Number 46. What is the main topic of this talk? Number 47. What is the first thing that the woman tells the audience to do? Number 48. Why does the woman suggest the audience to do a dummy run? Number 49. According to the woman, when is the best time to arrive for interview? Number 50. What does the woman say about the outfit?